You know, the most important, the political will. The political will is there. And then the Somali, they don't want to be assisted forever. They want to take their ownership. They are working very hard, not only in the domain of security, but if you go to the human rights, rule of law, democracy, they are promoting all those areas. So now, I think the international community, because this is a young force, a young army, the international community has the responsibility to support the SNA in terms of not only force generation that you train people. When you train the force, you need to train, the leaders of the force specific skill. This is very important. So then you will have the officers, you understand. And number two, in terms of equipment, in terms of weapons and ammunition, you saw my brother what happened yesterday or the day before yesterday in Israel, the issue between Hamas and Israel. But immediately their partners, including the United States of America, they immediately took decision to support Israel in terms of weapons and ammunition. So I think the Somalis now they are struggling with the embargo, and it is time when they are taking the security responsibility that embargo should be lifted. And then once they are capable to collect and to buy and arms and ammunition, but at the same time you have many other equipment. For example, when ATMIS is going to withdraw down, some of the TCC, they agree that they will hand over as a donation, some of their equipment, some of their vehicles, some of their gun machine to the Somali army.
Okay, the question I'm going to ask you again is, based on your assessment as the head of the African Union peacekeeping mission in Somalia, are the Somali troops at this time, do they have the capacity, the weapons, the equipment, the experience to take over the security responsibility? I understand the political will, but are the troops ready?
Yeah, the process is ongoing. The process is ongoing. People, they have been trained, and this training is still ongoing. And they are trying to get those equipments. And I think the most important is the lift of the embargo. So then if they can get the needed weapons and ammunition, we can say that they are ready. But so far from now to 12 months or more than 12 months, 15 months, it is premature to make a comment on that. But so far in Mogadishu, in Somalia, the situation is calm but unpredictable.